Next item on the agenda is conditional use number 2089, Massey's Landing Properties LLC.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an amendment to ordinance number 2378 for conditional use number 1963 for a campground to amend condition of approval number 9 relating to parking of park models and RVs and campground food trailers to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 54.33 acres, more or less. The property is located on both sides of the eastern end of Long Neck Road. The 911 address is 36625 Long Neck Road and 20628 Long Neck Road, Long Beach Drive, Millsboro. The tax parcels are District 234, Map 25, Parcel 31.02, 31.05, 31.04, and 31. Specifically, they're requesting to amend condition number 9 that states that the campground RV park models shall remain vacant and no campers or RVs shall be stored on the campground during the period that the campground is closed. That's the current condition, and they are asking to allow that to be revised to the campground RV park model park shall remain vacant and no campers or RVs except park model RVs on approved park model campsites shall be stored on the campground during the period that the campground is closed. Park model RVs and campground food trailers and special flood hazard areas shall either meet the requirements of 115 Section 141.5B3 for manufactured homes or may be stored on paved campground automobile parking areas out of the floodplain when the campground is closed. And I believe we did receive some comments from the Conservation District regarding soils. However, this is just to amend a condition of approval. Thank you.
Is there anyone here representing this application? Mr. Clark.
Good evening. For the record, my name is Jeff Clark. I'm a registered landscape architect at number 148 in the state of Delaware. My firm is Lantec Land Planning, situated in Ocean View, Delaware. We're representing Massey's Landing Properties LLC this evening. They're the owner of the resort at Massey's Landing Campground. It's at the eastern end of Long Neck Road. And for the benefit, I know the three of the members of the current Planning Commission were not here to hear the original presentation. I'm going to give you a little background before we get to the matter of talking about the condition and how we'd like to have it amended. So I hope you've either stayed as a guest or visited the campground to learn firsthand that the resort at Massey's Landing is, in fact, a very upscale hospitality camping facility. I have brought a few slides along just to show you what we have at the campground. There's the welcome center. This is a shot at the beach showing in the background the green structure. Here are some of the park models, these little tiki huts so that you can get out of the sun on the beach. And this is the new feature this year, the Sandy Dollar Grill, again, right on the beach overlooking the bay, looking right up to the beach. The first full year of camping operations was 2016. It began Memorial Day holiday last year and it closed on the last day of November, which was a Sunday. The resort at Massey's Landing really serves three different types of transient visitor guests. So there are tent campers, there are RV guests with a variety of both self-propelled and towed recreational vehicles, and then the third is our guests in park model RVs. All the resort guests book their stay at Massey's for either a number of days or an entire week, the same as a hotel in Bethany or Rehoboth Beach. And at the end of their stay, the campground guests pack up and leave with their tent or their RV, except the park model guests. The park model remains at the campground. They're professionally cleaned after each guest does stay and prepared for the next visiting family. So every campground guest is transient, meaning their visits are brief, again, usually only a few days or an entire week. Some guests do return multiple times during the summer, but there are no guests that remain for the entire camping season. When County Council approved the campground conditional use in December of 2014, one of the 20 conditions of approval that were recommended by the Planning Commission. Condition number 9 was modified slightly, but in our view had a significant negative impact. The word campsites, which was in the condition that was adopted by the Planning Commission, was amended to the word campground. And so the effect of that amendment is significant in several ways. The condition 9, as it currently is written, requires every park model to physically leave the campground and travel over Long Neck Road to an approved storage lot and then return to the campground every spring. This means breaking them down, setting them up. And the park models, the RVs, typically are not licensed vehicles for travel on the road and requires expensive specialized towing equipment for transporting them. The conditional use application here this evening is a request to amend that Condition 9 back to the original Planning and Zoning Commission language, allowing the park model RVs to remain on the campground during the period when the campground is closed. As proposed, Condition 9 would permit the park models to be stored on the campground during the off-season, either in parking areas out of the floodplain, or if in the floodplain, then the park models would need to meet the Sussex County Special Flood Hazard Code requirements and remain in place on designated park model campsites. The Planning Commission actually approved the final site plan specifically where these park models could be, park model campsites could exist. And after discussions with Janelle, the proposed new Condition 9 has also been expanded to permit portable restroom trailers, campground food trailers, so that they can remain on the site during the off-season. They too would have to be moved out of the floodplain and into a parking lot in front of the Welcome Center. So that concludes my presentation. If you have any questions, I'll be glad to try and answer.
Okay. Mr. Robertson, can you shed some light on these conditions were placed on by the commission or by the council that?
No, if they were placed on by the commission would be the one-stop shop for changing them. But since they originated the condition but at the commission, but they were modified by council, it's got to go back through as an ordinance amendment for both us and county council.
Even though it was a single word.
It's true, but it ultimately became council's condition when they modified it. So, yeah.
And can you shed any light on the reasoning why council changed it?
I'm not exactly sure why council changed it. I recall, or my recollection is that, you know, there was concern about flood zone, you know, that these would remain there in the off season, you know, because this area is, I mean, not just this campground, but the area in general is prone to flooding. And I know historically there's been a concern about RVs essentially putting down roots, you know, where you start out at some point with a campground. And not necessarily Massey's, but just generally, we start in a campground, and the next thing you know, there's a porch that's on it and a deck that's on it, and it, you know, loses its recreational vehicle status and essentially becomes a fixture on the, yeah, or trailer park, yeah, yeah. So I think that was part of it too, is to keep these things so that they were truly movable, you know, in the spirit of a camper or an RV.
Mr. Whitley, if you don't mind, since you were on the commission when we considered this, I'll start with you.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm thinking that I'm also wondering if maybe council's change was some response to some public comment they might have received. But I think in general, we are a somewhat more nuanced group than they are at times. No disrespect intended. I would, and I think it speaks to the issue, as Mr. Robertson said, that the idea of creating a permanent home site for someone. Now, the condition is still that the units cannot be occupied during the period in which the campground is closed. Is that your understanding?
And further, that's true. Yep, the answer is yes to that question. And further, there is a condition that they cannot be occupied. They're transient units, so they must be like a hotel room. The guests must come and stay for a week or a couple of days.
I'm not particularly bothered by the units staying where they are. I think the issue was the not wanting to create a year-round population.
That would not be the case.
And I suspect that might have been the quick and easy solution at the council level, but who knows? You'll get your day in front of them too. But that's what I remember the discussion being more about not creating a year-round population than it was about where the units were physically sitting at any given time. So, and outside of that, I have no other questions, Mr. Ross. Thank you.
I mean, I'm looking at the minutes too, that's 100% true. But there was a point about, and I think they address them in here about making sure that they're essentially, you know, tied down or whatever, right?
They'd have to comply with floodplain.
Yeah,
you know, because that was, there were other people that spoke with concerns about that. You know, if it did flood, they would essentially, you know, end up causing more property damage or whatever, you know, off-site. And that's why I think they wanted to have them at least stored off. But if they're, you know, if they require, they comply with 115, 141, 5B3, that takes care of some of that.
And the county's addressed that in the code very clearly, what has to be done to anchor these. And the other thing I guess I might point out is when the site was constructed, there was a great deal of fill brought in. So, I mean, these definitely qualify for that section of the code.
I think you're spot on, Bob. I remember the same thing, and I think you're accurate. It wasn't there a limitation on the number of camp park model?
70.
There was, So you can have up to 70 park model campsites.
That's correct.
And they had to be shown on the site plan where they were going, which, if I recall, that's exactly what we did. We did submit on the plan where they were going to go.
And there are I've highlighted in color the ones that are park model sites, and the ones that are green are out of the flood zone anyway. The ones that are in yellow are in an AE zone. But again, the finished floors of these sit 3 feet above the ground. They'll all comply with that ordinance. We do have to go through the process in Janelle's office, but each of them would comply.
So the only thing new really is the food campground food trailers. Can you expand on what they are?
So I'll go back again to the slide that had the Sandy Dollar grill. The kitchen for this facility is a food trailer. And so at the end of the season, the food trailer, it has a hitch on it, and so it needs to be moved out of harm's way, out of the floodplain. And also associated with this, there is a portable bathroom facility, much the same you would see it at a wedding, an upscale wedding. But a restaurant needs to have restroom facilities within 500 feet. The bathhouses were 515 feet, so we had to install a portable unit. So those two fixtures would go back again into the parking lot out of the floodplain, if you're agreeable to this suggestion here.
Okay. I apologize to fellow commissioners for Bob and I, Mr. Robinson, dominating discussion to this point, but since we were here at the original public hearing, it seemed prudent. Mr. Hudson, do you have any questions?
I had the one question you did about the food thing. But I'm good.
Mr. Hoffman?
So like last year, you had to move all of those?
Last year, everyone had the condition was they had to physically leave the site.
So they all have, all wheels and tongues, and you can hook onto them and pull them out. Or
they are RVs. Although, as you can see, that the it's difficult to move them to pull them out of there. If you've seen the vehicle that moves a mobile home, the little short tow motor that moves, that's what we had to use because they're heavier vehicles. But yeah, they physically had to move it and get down Long Neck Road, and then again in the spring come back. One of the hue and cries at the public hearings was traffic. So that certainly didn't address that issue.
And the grill, you say only part of it is dismantled, just the kitchen portion is dismantled and
put
away?
Well, this sheet is off the page here. I don't have a photograph of that, but see the blue roof is coming down to the left of the image. That is, where the servers come down from the deck level and make their way to the food trailer, which is just off the image here.
It's too much, yeah.
It's a full kitchen inside of a trailer.
And you're asking to that portion that peels away, it currently you're having to move it out to the parking lot and tie it down. Is that right? Or that's what you want to do?
It's a freestanding trailer. I want to move it out into the parking lot as well. Because
each year.
Because as the conditions written out, we have to haul it down the road as well.
Okay. So you're still proposing to remove it and get it out into the parking lot, just
correct.
Not haul it down the road.
That's exactly right.
And the significance of the parking lots get out of the flood zone, right? Isn't that, is the parking lot outside? Yeah, okay.
A portion of that.
The portion, yeah, right.
No more questions.
Mrs. Hoey Stevenson.
Just for the record, could you tell us what you're going to do if you leave those RVs in place so that nobody's coming there to stay?
It's closed, so that's correct.
Okay.
That's yeah, that was a condition of.
I know, but usually, you know, usually they say, well, we make sure all the water's shut off and that there's no electric
well, actually,
and all
that's,
that stuff.
That's a good point. The water is shut off. Sewer isn't. I mean, that's a Sussex County facility, but the water is shut off in the winter and blown out. The campground's physically closed. There's no one there except the caretaker.
That was a pretty big project moving all those, wasn't it?
And a little expensive as well. That's correct.
Ms. Walls?
None for me, thank you.
Ms. Cornwell?
None, thank you.
Mr. Roberts?
None.
Mr. Clark, take a seat nearby. We see if anyone has any interest in your application here.
Thank you.
Is there anyone here who'd like to speak in favor of the conditional use 2089 Massey's Landing Campground? Amendments to conditions. Would anyone like to speak in opposition? Seeing none, anyone else on the commission or staff have any questions? We'll close the public hearing. You're welcome to stay with us, Mr. Clark, this evening to see if we make a decision or call the office in the morning.